women, children, old folks, you're welcome with us. Not since the glory days of Rome, I tell you, has the mankind known such valiant mysteries, intrigue. And if you start to get scared, don't be worried, folks. We're right here beside you. Take your most fabulous journey inside your head. Well, tickets, please. We're about to take off. Don't be worried. We're just an arm's reach away. You know, we spared no expense to bring you the very finest in entertainment. Sure, you can smoke, so sit back and I'll pour you a drink. You know, a lot of people are afraid of the unknown, but we know you're the sort of thrill seeker that's not afraid of anything, and you will be richly rewarded for your courageousness. So come on in, here we go again. Here comes the best part. We're giving it to you absolutely free. Something I forgot. If you're gonna go on a trip, you're gonna need some supplies, if you know what I mean. We only brought enough for ourselves. Oh, wait a second, what's this right here? Oh, this'll do. Here we go again. Ha ha! what do you say? We start the show.
I know that you're listening. Are you listening?
DS106 Radio Track Groove Slam.
We'll work it back.
Baby, bump that track.
Free. I feel free.
Good morning, DS106 Radio Summer Camp. This is Jim Groom coming to you live at 9:06 Eastern Time. And we got this show started off with a little Brian Jonestown Massacre doing the intro All Around You for their, what I think is probably their best album, their Satanic Majesty's Second Request. And I love that because that whole song gets you prepared to go on a trip. And it's absolutely free. They're giving it away as we are here on DS106 Radio Summer Camp. And following that All Around You by Brian Jonestown Massacre, we had a old gold 2011 DS106 bumper made by a group of students whose names I don't even recall. I think one of them was Matthew. It was so long ago. It was the second DS106 course I ever taught. And this group was obviously in love with Lady Gaga. And so that went out to all those little monsters who created that great bumper. And I went bumper fishing. I went bumper shopping. I went bumper carring. I don't know how you would say it. But I went looking for bumpers from old DS106 courses. Literally, there are hundreds out there on the internet, which is crazy. And some of them I remember the students who did them. Some of them I never knew. They were maybe with Paul, Martha, other people, Alan. But there is a lot of them. And SoundCloud is a good place to find them, if you're looking. Anyway, we are getting ready for rain here in Trento, Italy. And unlike on the East Coast where it's 9 a.m., here it's 3 p.m. And it's been pretty blazing hot. Yesterday it was in the high 90s, and that's Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is, Celsius, but it's hot. And then I think we're going to get a storm here and kind of cool things off. So we can pray for rain on DS106 Radio. In fact, yesterday was one of those days where you didn't need to pray for rain on the radio because it was hitting on all cylinders all day and night long. In fact, because I was traveling, I checked out a little bit early to catch up on some sleep. But I know that Anne-Marie Scott and Peter Rowan, Rowan Peter, DJed into the night. We had back-to-back DJs and that stuff is fun. Now, we also had a whole bunch of sessions. And there's a little trick I'm going to share with you right now. And it's a good trick. And I think you're going to like it. Is on the DS106 Listen Radio. And so, bumper to bumper. So, I am going to share with you the site. This is the main site Taylor and Marin set up for the summer camp. And so this shows you the schedule, and that's wonderful. But on that site that I just linked, which is at listen.reclaimed.tech/summer-camp, right? Easy to remember, I know. There is a link that says recordings and transcripts. And if you click on that link, and again, I'll share that link in the chat. So don't worry if you're listening and you don't have the chat, you can come back and find it in Discord. This actual page gives you a link to all the different sessions that happened previously, which is amazing. So it is I think it's the Tool Castopod. I don't know for sure, but I know that Taylor was pretty excited about it and also did a session on it for Reclaim TV. So I'm believing that's it. But you can see all of the various episodes that have streamed already on the first 2 days. I think we are not including the essentially the campfire or the DJ sessions because they're just going to get copyright nabbed. So we have, but all the sessions that were proper, not DJ sessions, but proper sessions, you can find there. So on day one, you had the Reclaim TV Summer Camp Special. You had the Western 106 Roundup, and then you had Terry Green's Online Learning Could Never Hip Hop Like This. All freely available for you to listen to. And then yesterday, we got started after my morning show, right? Getting You Drive to Work show. We had Brian Mathers talking about some of his visual thinkery. And so now, this is interesting. Let's do this. I'm going to play a clip from that. And I'll show you just how accessible this all is. So let's go. And good morning. It's me again, Jim Groom. And for this hour of DS106 Radio Camp, Summer Camp, I'm here with the inimitable Brian Mathers, who I've been a longtime fan of his visual. Unfortunately, you're hearing a lot of me talking, but you get the drift. You could go in there and I could kind of clip, go to a random. Yeah, let's go random.
You played it back to me. So it's a bit like a game of tennis, I guess. You know, you played it back to me and you said, well, can you go in different directions? You know, and I remember being on a plane and just sort of going, well, right, okay, this is like solving puzzles. You know, it's as soon as you have an element of the visual language. So if the aesthetic is how you feel, you know, and as you talked about values, you talked about sort of something being a independent and those sort of things. But a record is a thing. It's a noun. It's an element of that visual language. And then the question is, well, what can I do with that?
And you can find out more of what Brian will do with that if you go over to the podcast page. So it's podcast.reclaimed.tech. And from there, you can see all the DS106 Radio Summer Camp sessions that have happened so far. And so there's another one. Let's go here. I'm gonna play a clip from everything that happened yesterday. So some random clips.
A lot from these shows because you always turn me on to a lot.
So this is Tim Clark and Daniel Linz, and this is Diversify Your Playlist / Syllabus. And so what they're doing is they're matching songs to a discussion around diversifying how you prepare your class, how you do certain things. So this is Tim, I think, talking now. Let's listen to them.
A lot of things I've never heard before.
Cool. Okay, and Marin is in the background, so... She's waving hi from our screens, as it were. So she also says hello to everyone out there, or I'm assuming she does. She's smiling. Maybe it's because the nervous energy I'm putting out there, and I'm not necessarily, there's no script. So, you know, we'll see. So maybe we'll just jump ahead and talk a little bit more after this next tune, which will be, Let Us See.
Ah, so you get a sense that was Daniel with his nervous energy, Marin waving, Tim starting with his very mellow voice. And that, again, is another show that you can check out on the podcast.reclaimed.tech. Another one, and this is fun. I'm going to play this from the beginning because I listened to this. This is the Old EdTech Mansion with Dom Pates and E-Learning Techie. And I think I'm pronouncing Dom's last name right. I'm saying Pates, if it's Pates or Pate or whatever it is, I apologize. But I'm going to go with Pates. Listen to this. This is great. Great sound design on this one. Let's do it.
We start with the hallway. Well, we start, presumably we start outside the front door, I would imagine.
What are we doing?
So, welcome into our big tech mansion. Let's explore what's in the rooms.
I can't believe we finally found it. It was quite a lot of work to dig the map out and find our way along that long winding road to this place.
It's taken us only, what, 20 years to get here?
Something like that. Something like that. Incredibly, we're finally here. So what are we going to find?
What are we going to find? Well, hopefully our audience will help us find stuff, because it's up to them to really decide what route we're taking through our mansion. We'll play you a song. During that song, you'll have the opportunity to vote online, either via Mastodon or via the chat, to let us know whether you want to take the right door or the left door. And we'll walk through the door and we'll let you know what we'll find behind the door.
This is almost a little bit like Alice in Wonderland. So, you know, we'll drink something and we'll get bigger, or we'll eat something and we'll get smaller, or something like that.
Is that not wonderful? I mean, obviously, they have radio style and technique and the whole choose-your-own-adventure Alice in Wonderland piece of that old tech mansion is just beautiful. So again, if you missed it yesterday, we have almost on-demand radio listening because, folks, we have the technology. We can do this. And that's a look at least three sessions that went on yesterday, and there are more. In fact, there are many, many more. In fact, I think personally that every song we listened to yesterday, every show we listened to yesterday, every comment, every contribution, every shout out, everyone was a winner yesterday, if you ask me. And that's why I've queued up this next song by Ty Siegel to get the energy in the morning going. This is off Freedom's Goblin. And this is Everyone's a Winner. DS106 Radio. That was Ty Siegel with a cover of Everyone's a Winner off of Freedom's Goblin. And that sets the tone, right? That gets us amped up in this morning session as we get ready for a great day. Now, I will look forward to what's coming today, but I think we also have to finish up with what came before us, right? Because we can't really understand the future until we understand the past. Is that right? Is that how it goes? I don't know. But before we get to that, we have one more thing. I have a special public service announcement about the anti-bullying policy we have for DS106 Summer Camp. Because, you know, bullying can be a thing, and we really want to discourage that. So here, listen to Bill Murray act out a little skit so that we know what we can expect from one another during this week of summer camp fun.
This is the best damn food in the whole Two Pines area. Not surprised you found this place. I had you pegged for a gourmet first time I met you. You know, that's a smart move, bringing a suitcase. You don't want to be leaving a lot of valuable socks and underwear around camp where people can rustle around in them when you're out on the town. Thank you. You like ketchup?
I'm going away.
You going to Vegas? If you're going to Vegas, man, I would be up for it because I love that town. I'm a party guy. I love that town.
I don't think they want me around.
Are you talking about the soccer heads back there? Well, that's life in the fast-paced, slam-bang, live-on-the-razor's-edge, laugh-in-the-face-of-death world of junior league soccer.
I'm serious. I never played the game before. I tried to tell him.
What? You tried to tell... And they... Who was it? I'll get him. I'll get him with this Swiss Army knife. The Swiss trained me to kill, and I will do it. I will grab these guys by the neck, take the toothpick, and stick it right in between their teeth. And then I'll slap them around the head a couple of times. They'll go out for just a couple of seconds. They'll be unconscious. And while they're doing that, I'll go for the corkscrew. And I'll grab them, and I'll take that corkscrew, and I will stick it right into the voice box. I would twist that mofo. I would twist it into his voice box and rip that thing, rip it out. And he'll talk like this for the rest of his life.
I don't want to hurt anyone. Just want them to like me.
Why? You make one good friend a summer, and you're doing pretty well. Look, if you have trouble, come to me, tell me, and I'll help you. What's that? What is it? Is that yes or no? Yes is like this, and no is just twisting, 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 okay?
Well, it was yes.
It was this one, definitely.
Yes, one of those.
You're positive it wasn't a side-to-side one that you could hurt your neck doing it.
It was definitely a yes. And that's Bill Murray from Meatballs. I'm still going on the Meatballs theme. That's another clip from the Meatballs 1979 summer camp fun. And that's when Bill Murray is trying to convince one of his campers not to leave because he's been bullied, but to come back and he will punish him with a Swiss Army knife, right? You gotta like that. Anyway, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining. I see that the chat is alive and well. That's awesome. Thank you all for coming. I can confirm now, thanks to Taylor, that we are using Castopod for the archive, and that's running on cPanel. Pretty slick. I do dig that. So fine work. Also, I am enjoying all the love for E-Learning Techie and Dom Pates, which is how you pronounce it. Great, great show yesterday. And the crowd agrees. So again, great stuff. What else do we have? Oh yeah, let's get back to looking at yesterday's shows so that we can prepare for what's to come today. Make sense? Good, thanks. I knew you could dig it. Well, hold on. I got too many things going on, man. All right. So after the old EdTech Mansion, which we listened to a clip from before we took a song break and a little interlude PSA from Bill Murray on the no bullying policy at summer camp, DS106 Radio. We had Tim Clark, who was doing an Austerities Blue Redux, and I really love the concept of this show. The idea being, and I'm starting it, but don't worry, you'll hear a little bit. The idea being that higher ed is, you know, caught in a 25, at least in the U.S., this is a U.S.-focused talk, has been mired in a 25-year stretch of austerity, of cuts, of budget cuts, of, you know, basically stripping higher ed of its affordability and pushing that cost onto the individual families, right? We know how that goes. Anyway, I'm not sure the U.S. is alone in that, but we are certainly an extreme example. So anyway, Tim Clark talks a little bit about this, and I imagine matches his discussion of austerity with blues music. So I'm going to jump in here at a random point and see what Tim is up to in his session that, again, you can listen to in its entirety, because we have archived all these sessions. Very, very cool. Let's go.
Song by Leroy Carr. He's on the piano and the vocalist. It's called Big Four Blues. This song is about 100 years old. And one of the great blues names I found, Scrapper Blackwell on guitar. So this one's for you, Paul. I hope you like it.
I mean, that sounds good. And it's funny, when Tim said, you know, over 100 years ago, I'm like, oh, so this was in the 1890s? And I was like, oh, wait, no. That would now be the 1920s. Wow, that is crazy to think of. But it does time it just about right. And Tim will be, I'm sure, talking about those blues songs in relationship to the blues those of us in higher ed have been experiencing when it comes to, you know, fiscal realities, if you will be so bold, sir. So that's another one. Listen to this. We are putting on the hits here on DS106 Radio, Summer Camp. This is just one day, and I haven't even gotten to the end of it yet. Nor will I even be able to sample from the DJs. God, so many riches. So many riches. The last one we have on demand that you can listen to is by none other than Dave Cormier on DS106 Radio. Can you believe it? I can't, and I'm thrilled to see it. He's talking about 45 minutes, and his introduction is pretty funny, as he is. He is a very, how would you say, compelling speaker. And this session is no different. And he talks about uncertainty and somehow links that with the RAND Corporation. And let's take a little clip from Dave's session.
All right.
We're going to hear this pilot.
Welcome to our next session, everybody.
So let's jump in a few minutes where Dave is in the action.
You're going to end up with the standardization issue, just logistically. Right. If you look at what Pestalozzi was trying to do in 1798, where he was trying to teach the entire country of Switzerland how to read, you're going to end up with problems. Right. And he would say that a good school book can teach a child how to do something as well or almost as well as a well-educated instructor. And what he was trying to do was standardize the process of teaching so he could get more people taught. Like, I get it. Those things make sense. Right. I think there's more value in having more people read than it is in allowing some sort of, Caesarian experience. When he went to talk to Molin, he took the boat for 2 weeks, and I think it's 68 BC, to go see Molin on the Isle of Rhodes, it was caught by pirates, like the whole deal. But that's to have that sort of individualized mentorship, rich learning experience that was sort of customized to what he needed to learn. I understand that the bureaucratization forces us down that road a little bit. And I think we've gotten better than we lost in that process. I don't think it's an either or, but I understand that distinction. But that's not what I'm talking about. The other 90s. That's not where the RAND Corporation comes into this process. So for those of you who don't know the RAND Corporation, they show up in cartoons as the weird other company that sort of mysteriously designs things. They're like the Acme Corporation almost, the way they show up by times. They partially grow out of a conversation that happens on the West Coast of the United States after World War II.
Look again. This is top dollar. Cats in New York paying top dollar for this kind of professional development. And our good friends here on DS106 Radio are giving it to you for absolute free. Well, not entirely free, because you have to listen to blowhards like me, but almost free, right? The next best thing to free. Promotionally free. So that's our sessions from yesterday, and I'm actually now compelled and want to listen to the rest of Dave talk about the RAND Corporation. I love his link to the comics. And oddly, the Swiss came up again, just like with the Swiss knife killer. The Swiss trained me to kill. Is that what Bill Murray says? I think so. But anyway, so that was yesterday. We also, as I mentioned before, had a kind of campfire session where people reflected, and then two DJ sessions, one run by Anne-Marie Scott, and then another by Peter Rowan, Rowan Peter, one from Scotland, the other one from Melbourne, Australia, respectively. We were going worldwide yesterday, right? We had Canada, we had the UK, we had the US, maybe both coasts, right? We were covering some ground on this radio, right? And that's how we do on DS106 Radio for Life. Now, we're about at the midpoint, and my goal for the next 20 to 30 minutes is to take you through what you can expect today. What's coming up on the hill, how would you say? On the docket, on the schedule. There's a lot of ways to say it, but I said hill because my next song before I get to it is by The Replacements. It's called Buck Hill, and I am putting it in here for no other reason than I heard it this morning and I liked it, and so I wanted to share it with you, because part of camp is also sharing, right? Part of DS106 Radio is sharing. So let me share this tune with you. This is off Hootenanny. This is The Replacements. This is Buck Hill, and you are listening to DS106 Radio for Life. We'll be right back. That's The Replacements with Buck Hill, and we are back on DS106 Radio. I am now going to take you through some of what you can expect coming up later today. So after my session, my wonderful morning coffee ride with Jim Groom to the stars, we're going to start with a session called Coming Full Circle. Coming Back Full Circle, let me be clear on that, with a professor from George Mason University, a professor of educational technology, Nada Dagbog. And she's been in this session, in higher ed, for 30 years, and we'll be talking in this session about not only her experience, but also some of what she's learned recently with generative AI and how it links back to her dissertation 30 years earlier. And bringing up questions I think that a lot of us are concerned about or thinking about with what does this do to the field? How does it change the field? What do these quote unquote mind tools or augmentation tools mean for how we design learning, how we think about instructional technology, and what it means on the field? So this is a kind of a deep scholarly assessment of the field in relationship to AI, or at least the promise of AI, and we'll see where that lands. So pretty interesting kind of sweeping talk to get us started right after this, and that will be compelling. So don't miss that. That will be in just about 21 minutes, so stay tuned. After that, we unfortunately have a session at 11 a.m. With Sandy Brown Jensen. She had a last minute cancellation. So you're going to have, and that's too bad. We were going to hear about lessons learned in retirement and kind of a sharing the wisdom of that process. But in Sandy's stead, the great Marin Deepwell will be playing some songs and DJing us through that hour. So stay tuned. I'm sure Marin will have something wonderful in store. And who knows, special guests, crazy hootenanny shenanigans could happen. You never know. It's DS106 Radio after all. And then after that, we have more tunes at noon. It's called Wednesday Lunchtime Tunes. And this is a refreshing pool of DS106 Radio inspiration. I love the way they said that. Team Reclaim is going to DJ this. So again, you're going to have basically 2 hours of music. Look how good this is, right? You just get good music. But at roughly 2 o'clock Eastern time, would be 8 o'clock Italian time, 7 o'clock British time, if I'm doing my conversions right, we're going to have a special guest, the mighty, the inimitable, the questionable, I guess, Dr. Oblivion. We'll also be talking about AI and education, and he's going to do an entire radio show. I mean, this is unprecedented. Dr. Oblivion hasn't been in this kind of shape since 2011, but from what I can tell, he's back on the scene. And Taylor Jaden will be taking us through a session with the great Dr. Oblivion. And you could submit questions to Dr. Oblivion. I submitted one a little bit late, but I got it in hopefully in the nick of time. But I think Dr. Oblivion will also be answering questions from the audience. Maybe not on the fly. You might have to get it in early, but stay tuned because Dr. Oblivion will be on DS106 Radio, which I think is pretty appropriate when you think about his long storied history with this long storied radio station. And this is not even finally, I believe we have more after this, but we definitely at 9 o'clock Italian, which would be 3 o'clock Eastern and 8 p.m. British. Am I getting this down? And then I could do Eastern, I could do Central American, Mountain Time, Western Time. There's so much I could do. We're going to have another session. This one is focused on digital storytelling, right? This will be Mark Wilson and Joe Lambert, who's the founder of StoryCenter.org, kind of like, in many ways, the ground zero for storytelling or digital storytelling as a movement. And Joe will be with Mark talking about some of the techniques, the workshops, how they employ story mapping, artificial intelligence, etc. So that's interesting. It's cool to have Joe Lambert on DS106 Radio because, you know, he is kind of an old gold digital storytelling, and this radio station, this class, this whatever it is, DS106 Madness, started in many ways as a kind of, you know, I don't want to say, I mean, I think early on I kind of framed it as a departure from more traditional ideas of digital storytelling. But maybe, I don't know if I was right with that. I don't know if that's really what it was. I mean, it was, but it was more a departure in thinking about how people can relate online and connect. I think storytelling was the glue, but the people and what they did and how they did it together was the magic, right? So storytelling was the MacGuffin, if you will. So anyway, Joe Lambert on DS106 Radio later today. And that's not even it. There is more, but I'm not going to give you that more yet. I'm going to make you wait because I can bide my time here. I can't just go crazy and run through everything and not have anything left to say. Isn't that right? Is that right? So we talked about Dr. Oblivion, and I'm going to give you a little taste of a DS106 Radio bumper I found that was recently in Paul Bond's AI106. Looks like one of the students made this. So feast your ears on this. This is a Dr. Oblivion bumper found on SoundCloud this morning.
This is the DS106 radio show where we can all sit down and casually discuss important topics like AI usage and its eerie potential to take over the world. And of course, we'll float on to explore the ever-expanding realm of media production, featuring innovative platforms and mind-boggling techniques. So don't be a laggard. Tune in now and elevate your intellectual prowess.
That's right. Don't be a laggard. I love that. I love the whole idea of not being a laggard. So it might be worth talking here for a second or two about the Dr. Oblivion bot that Michael Branson Smith created. You can see it at oblivion.university. And essentially what Michael did is using a ChatGPT, I think it was 3, and another basically text to audio on a trained voice of Dr. Oblivion, was allowed students to essentially write text or ask a question of Dr. Oblivion, and he would reply, like you heard, with an answer. And that answer that you just heard, which was the bumper, was actually a Dr. Oblivion created, AI created response. And Paul Bond's class was just, you know, Paul Bond's blog was pretty much on fire, as was the blog of his students. And they created a kind of, you know, ongoing story around this company, Aggressive Technologies, that was basically, you know, making all these claims about how AI could save us. Yet it was basically prospecting on the gold rush that was generative technologies. So anyway, a lot going on there and a lot of fun. So kudos to Paul and all the cool work he did in resurrecting Dr. Oblivion. And I think it worked so much that we're going to hear more from the old Admiral Oblivion here later on. So I'm pretty excited to see Dr. Oblivion in the mix on DS106 Radio. That definitely does me happy. Now, when we talk about mixing in DS106 Radio, only one name comes to mind, and that's Dr. 106, Dr. Jones,
Turn on that radio.
Listen to your radio. Stay where you are and keep listening to your radio.
Radio. Radio stations are questioning their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this.
I wonder what's on the radio. Tune in to something pleasant. Music, perhaps.
There's no need to fear.
You call him Dr. Jones.
He's here.
Yes, it's the man.
Dr. Jones, boy.
The synthesis of music.
Can you dig it?
An exploration of the world of musical sound.
Okay, so you respect copyright.
Well, I respect it in theory. I obviously don't respect it in fact.
How do you justify that then?
I don't.
Introducing a system capable of creating any sound. And any sound that may be imagined by the human mind.
He gets them all. He's got about 1 million boxes full of sounds on pieces of tape about that long.
We spliced them all together, it might be pretty confusing, huh?
Let's look at them.
Okay, let's do it.
Are we on the air? I think that's...
Turn on that radio.
Listen to your radio.
It's a big yes, we are on the air. And if I was a better DJ, I would not have let that replayed. That's... Dr. Jones, Jason Toll, who has been over the years a stalwart DJ on this great radio station. And I couldn't let this morning go by without a shout out to Jason and without a little playing of one. And that's just one of his many amazing mashups. And that's a bumper he created, again found right on SoundCloud. So much great stuff out there created over the years. I mean, going back 13 years now. I found stuff from 2010, 2011. It is insane. I love that. That's one of the greatest things about this class and greatest things about this community is how many cool things they have created. And I think that's kind of why we wanted to use this to create more. Anyway, let's go and look at some of what's coming. We talked about Joe Lambert and Mark Wilson talking later today, and that's at the 3 o'clock Eastern time. At 4 o'clock Eastern, or 10 o'clock Italian, and 9 p.m. British, and then let me go back, 1 o'clock Western Pacific time, we have the EdTech Groovetacular, and this is TRU's classic hits and open web trips with Brian Lamb and the TRU team. And I can confirm this is going to happen. And the description goes a little bit like this. Hey, cool cats and groovy dogs, get ready to tune in and turn on for a dynamic session that's straight out of the golden age of rock radio. Join us for 1 hour of far-out fun, fab stories, and cranking up the web volume. We're spinning solid gold hits from classic acts like Thompson Rivers University's Learning Technology and Innovation Team, the TRU Open Press, and from British Columbia's EdTech supergroup, the Open ETC. Get ready to vibe to a retro soundtrack for using the open web for learning, collaboration, and publishing. It's all about sharing, having a blast, and getting inspired. Dial in, turn it up to 11, and bring the heat to DS106 Radio Summer Camp. A mind-blowing trip for the radically hip. Yeah, I think Brian probably wrote that. That's my guess. I don't know if I'm right. But there's nothing better than the title. The EdTech Groovetacular. And you know what that makes me think of, right? I know you do. If you're thinking what I'm thinking, this next song is not going to be a surprise to you.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And have some fun.
Dish, my crack-a-tash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for it.
sisters, just lovely and delicious. I couldn't ask for another.
Something lurks in this torso. Heart got a deal you wanna know. Delightful, truly delightful. Life making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart especially. Hill of the rhythm, where I wanna be. Come on, blowing, blowing with electric eyes. You dip to the dive, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Get witty, witty, can't think, quitty, quitty. Stomp on a scoop when I hear a funk group. Blue playing pop pipe, follow her to shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it. The groove is in the heart.
DS106 Radio. We are coming up on the top of the hour, which was bring us over to Neda Dagba's coming back full circle. So please stay tuned for that in another 5 minutes. To wrap up what else is happening today at, okay, let's do the math. 5 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Italian, 10 p.m. British, and you can do the math on the rest. We have the daily camp round. So that's a roundup in Discord where people share, bring a friend, sit around the campfire. So don't miss that. That's kind of, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. That's fireworks. Who knows? Scary camp stories. I don't know. It's late. We'll see. And then finally, and I would be remiss if I did not highlight this. Paul Bond, another OG DJ for DS106 Radio, will be taking us at what is for me the midnight hour, which is on the Eastern Time, 6 p.m., will be taking us through a DJ set, I imagine, dedicated to DS106 Summer Camp Special. So, Paul, I am looking forward to that. We've had a lot of great DJ action. And it's funny, I haven't DJed for a long while. I just kind of got caught up in work. So this has been a great occasion to exercise those muscles yet again. And I have to say, it is super encouraging for all the folks talking in Discord and just being awesome. You make me feel kind of like Superman, you know? I want to say it. And not the kind of, you know, Christopher Reeve Superman, which I love. I love Christopher Reeves. I love that Superman. But more like the R.E.M. Superman, if you know what I mean. Kind of the insecure Superman. DS106 Radio, signing out.